When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson, we love guitars.
Joining us, Chris Taylor at Laborfest 2018, slysoffice.com. Give us a state of labor in Wisconsin and 2018.
Well, look, I think labor is incredibly motivated. I think there's a chance that we can get rid of this governor that has been the worst thing for labor in the history of the state.
He's been sandbagging in your district.
Maybe he filled like two sandbags. And you know what? It's his damn policies, excuse me, that helped create the mess that we're in. And that's the truth. He took away our abilities to regulate stormwater to the full extent.
Yeah, I was just talking to Sacha Rhodes Conway about that.
I gave her the two acts. I said these two bills he passed.
They were
horrible for us, plus filling in all the state wetlands that tend to be in urban areas.
Right.
So it's been, you know, he's helped create this mess.
So when it comes to workers in this campaign, look, Tony Evers is not the type of guy who's going to campaign the way Sly would.
It might be the polar opposite, actually.
Yeah, you could. He's solid on all these issues, but how do we, because MSNBC has totally turned its back on labor. I see this progressive movement, but I don't see people talking about workers' issues. And I was very disappointed in the Epic decision with these binding arbitration things. You've got a lot of people that live in your district, Chris, that may be making decent money, but they're working in conditions where they're working 80 hours a week and they're being forced into contracts that they have no say on.
That's right. They've been excluded from even being at the table. And that is wrong, and we got to change it. Because it doesn't just impact people in labor unions. It impacts all working people.
Well, you're a lawyer. That Supreme Court decision did not preclude a legislative fix, right? And I think they totally misread the law. And I'm looking forward to watching the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie Tenet on CNN.
Oh, yeah.
But she was mad.
She should be mad.
This is bad stuff. And I don't know how you have women's rights without labor rights.
They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, don't they? Because women are still left behind.
Absolutely. In wages, in benefits, we know there's still a lot of a discrimination that's directed at women. So labor unions helped people of color. They help women, but they also help all workers. And that point we have to make again and again. Labor unions help all workers. We know when we have strong unions, the wages of every working person rise. And that is one of the reasons, frankly, I think, Sly, that we're seeing very flat wages for the middle class. Is you see Republicans going after labor, and it makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, they're giving tax breaks to their millionaire friends. So it's not like there's not money to make sure that we are supporting working families and making sure they're earning a fair, decent family-supporting wage.
You know, there was a time when Republicans weren't crazy about labor, but they understood that they had their place. They may have argued a little bit, but they didn't want to just all out and destroy labor. Tell me about your most recent ALEC visit, and how much do you think ALEC has had to do with the attacks on labor?
Oh, I think it really did originate from ALEC, all of these attacks. You look at across the country, you look at Indiana, you look at Michigan, you look at Wisconsin.
Ohio.
They and the bills that have been passed are very, very similar. The attack came and won. I mean, of course, it started here in some ways. But it came across, it was very similar, the bills were very similar. So there is a concerted effort to subordinate working people to the big corporations,
and
to
when
the
they,
people want to make as much money as possible.
And when they couldn't attack workers in your home state of California, where Gavin Newsom's going to be the next governor.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's
that's
a good guy, good champion for workers.
Yeah.
Then they go and they pass legislation going after public workers in the Supreme Court, where they essentially do right to work.
Yeah, that's right. So, but, you know, Republicans use all areas of government, all branches of government to accomplish their objectives. There's not one they're not targeting. So the judiciary has been a big target for a long time. And that's what makes Trump, I mean, it's one of the things I think that the Trump presidency is so scary about, is that they are appointing these judges like, you know, who we see being nominated to the Supreme Court that are going to continue this attack on working people.
Well, he's kind of playing a game of illusion in that, frankly, some of the stuff he's doing on trade, although he doesn't really know what he's doing, is how to accomplish it, but some of the provisions in NAFTA that he's changing are good, I have to say, but he's very anti-worker. He's trying to create a picture that he's pro-worker, but he's not.
Right. Unfortunately, many working people believed he was for them when he was running, and they voted for him. And even, but I think you even saw in the last couple of days, you know, oh, now Trump's saying we don't have enough money to give federal workers a 2%, 2.5% raise. Well, he gave $1 trillion, mostly to his rich campaign donors and to the corporations that he's dependent on to fund his campaigns.
And corporations are not using that money to hire people and raise wages.
For the most part, that's going right to the shareholders. It's not trickle down, top down. We know it never worked. We're not seeing it here with this massive corporate tax giveaway to people who don't need it. But that's happened here, too. That's happened here, too. When you look at the tax cuts that Walker's champion, most of that is going to
manufacturing and agriculture.
Right. Credit.
Yeah.
There are 11.
Your leader in the assembly, Gordon Hinds, is a wealth of knowledge on how that has
Absolutely.
Not worked.
Absolutely. We fought him in the Joint Finance Committee on this bogus tax giveaway where you have 11 multimillionaires who make $30 million or more each. They're getting millions of dollars in this tax cut. It's so ridiculous.
Let me ask you before you go. I know you want to go shake hands and it's Labor Day. How impressed are you with the candidates for the state assembly in 2018 compared to the previous 3-4 cycles?
Well, I'm super excited and I'm really impressed. We have really progressive people running. We have people who aren't afraid to talk about labor, who aren't afraid to talk about how important it is to support working families, to support collective bargaining. We have more women running than ever before. I'm super excited about it. I think we have the best crop that I've seen, and they're super enthusiastic. They're not necessarily, you know, people who were picked to run. They're people who are self-motivated and who rose to the challenge of running because they didn't like what was happening. And so I'm
so this wasn't
really
as much
excited
about recruitment as it was about helping people channel their efforts.
Absolutely, and making sure that people were running, you know, picking seats they could win in. But I can tell you, when I was at ALEC, one of my Republican colleagues identified a couple races they're really worried about, and they're not necessarily races that are on people's radar, which I love. So I'm super excited.
Oh, I'm hearing the Republicans are very worried. This is a Senate seat, but they're very worried about Leah Vukmir's seat that she's departing.
And they should be, because they have Julie Henze running in that seat against Dale Cuyenga, the guy
who
stole.
That's one of your colleagues.
Right, and he stole the sign because he didn't like, and this is so typical, he didn't like what was being said. So what do? You try to shut it up, you try to take it.
He's the guy who said, as he was sticking the knife in labor, that his father was a Teamster.
he continues to say that. It's like, well, why don't you support working people then, if your father was a laborer? You can't really understand it. And let me tell you, the other thing is, when we were on joint finance fighting for our public schools, he was so anti-public school, his people were calling me. His constituents were so upset with him over what he was doing to public education. They kept calling my office because he didn't represent them. So people need to understand, he's not going to represent you. He's going to represent the right-wing special interests. He's not going to represent the people of that district. And I'm very convinced of that.
The Democrats can't really afford to ignore counties like Waukesha County anymore.
It's the third largest source of Democratic votes. Now, it's a little broken up, but there's a lot of Democratic votes there, and, you know, we can win there. Look, this is my philosophy. We can't ignore any area. We should be working hard in every area of the state, because people are upset. And they're upset. I was just in West Bend, the West Bend area, Slinger. That's a tough area.
Bob Gannon country.
Let me tell you, Bob Gannon. But Dinkenhart, our candidate there, you know, I saw signs for him. I knocked doors for him in the special. He won the city of West Bend for the first time in, like, decades. I was out there in February knocking the door, you know, for the special. We won the city of West Bend. Who knows? We cannot afford to know. Everybody's important. Every other the state's important.
Well,
we
Trump
gotta be
has
aggressive.
Been a demographic changer. I mean, you see that, you know. And when I see, I follow Senator Shatner from Northwest Wisconsin on Facebook. She's so of her district. And she's, I don't know, you probably know her a little bit. I'm so impressed with what I've read that she's doing. What a great thing that we have people like Caleb Frostman and Patty Shatner.
Absolutely. They are just the people that they represent are their top priority.
Yeah.
It's not the special, all these other distractions.
Yeah.
They represent the people in their district.
Right.
That's what you get
like,
with
Democrats. Like, I can't see you snowmobiling, but she does.
Hey, I'd be out there snowmobiling.
I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't. I'd kill someone if I went snowmobiling. I might kill myself. Although you were, you were named laser tag the other day.
Absolutely.
So.
I'm in there. I shot a rifle. Hey, I was at family camp and they had riflery.
Oh, there we go.
And I was shooting. I was really bad. I got to practice a little bit. But
well,
I was,
you and I,
you know,
we like to talk about guns once in a while, too.
I know, but I was shooting it was an air rifle, but it had those little BBs. And my 7-year-old son was next to me. I thought for sure somebody's eye was going out, but he even did a pretty good job.
Hey, before we go, how proud are you of Sheila Stubbs?
Oh, I'm so excited about Sheila. I'm so proud of her. It took, the right thing happens. So, you know, you have these races sometimes. You don't always get the right person.
Yeah.
We had a great group of people running. They were fabulous.
Every one of them, yeah.
But Sheila, it was just her time, and she put in the sweat equity. And, you know, I love
You know what I like to see
as
a near West Sider? I like to see a victory party on the South Side. That was cool.
Absolutely. I wish I had been here. I was at family camp shooting the rifles.
Yeah,
but
anyway. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And thanks for your support, Sheila.
Glad to do it.
Yeah.
And I
appreciate it.
And I'll support you when you're my state senator someday.
Oh, thanks. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen.
We never know. Chris Taylor, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.